one who treated him with mercy. Dear friends in Christ, I think it's providential that we have this beautiful reading of the beloved parable of the Good Samaritan this year, coming in the year of mercy decreed by Pope Francis. And really, that theme of mercy, reconciliation, forgiveness comes through all of the Bible readings this morning. St. Paul, in the second reading, which we heard in Hungarian this morning, makes the point that the whole reason for the incarnation of God becoming man, of becoming one of us, is so that all things might be reconciled through Christ to God, our Father in heaven. It was God's plan to reconcile all things to himself, making peace by the blood of the cross. And is that task of forgiveness and reconciliation really such a difficult one? Not with the help of God's grace. That's the message of the beautiful reading from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy that we hear as the first reading this morning, where Moses is talking about the law of the Lord. It's not something way up there in the heavens, inaccessible, or way across the sea. It's not remote, out of our reach. In fact, he says, it's very near to you. It's already in your mouth and in your heart. God's law. Beautiful passage. He's talking about the fact that most of the commandments, most of the Ten Commandments, are already part of what we call the natural law. That God has given us a natural sense of right and wrong. And even if we'd never heard the gospel, we can know certain things that are right and wrong. Honor your father and your mother. It's a natural thing to do. Don't kill innocent people. Don't steal. Don't lie. Be faithful to your wife, your husband. This is natural law. It's in our hearts already. And the scripture says you can do it. God doesn't command the impossible. But we do need the help of God's grace, that's for sure. So we come to this beautiful parable of the Good Samaritan, and it's all about compassion and reconciliation. And dear friends in Christ, I think that again it's providential that this gospel comes up this Sunday, because as we all know, the last week in the United States has been a terrible week as regards violence and hatred and murder and tension between black and white. This is the very thing that the gospel is telling us we must overcome. And only the love of Jesus can enable us to do that. We saw that terrible incident to begin with of two African-American men killed by white police officers. Then that sparked off a terrible reaction. We saw in Dallas, I think, 12 police officers shot and five of them dead. And here in St. Louis just the other day, another police officer gunned down in anger and hatred. We pray for him. But this morning's news, he is still in grave, critical condition, but stable. So we pray for him to recover. So yes, we've seen a very, very difficult and really bad week in terms of tension between black and white in our beloved country. We've got to overcome this. This is the message of the gospel. And if we think, well, yes, we have this tension in the United States, let's not forget that back in Jesus' time, there was something pretty much the same, or maybe even worse in some ways, between Samaritans and Jews. They lived in the same country, but they were separated, only about 30, 40 miles away from each other. But there was they didn't even talk to each other. They were from the same descendants, but they regarded each other as outcasts and as rebels against God. And there was real hatred between Jews and Samaritans. We have to remember that to understand this wonderful parable of the Good Samaritan, because Jesus presents the Samaritan. He's talking to a Jewish audience, and when they hear that word Samaritan, that's the bad guy. But no, Jesus presents him as the good guy. And who are the bad guys? They're the respected figures, the priest and the Levite. But they do nothing to help that poor man who's been attacked by bandits. And the one who does help him and shows mercy and compassion is the one who belongs to a group that normally is filled with resentment and hatred even against Jews. This is probably the most important passage in the whole of the Gospel. It speaks to us Jesus' message that in God's sight, there is no difference between black and white and yellow or brown or racist. We are all loved as God's children without exception, no matter what racial background, no matter what language we speak. And dear friends in Christ, this is so important right here in America this week, right here in St. Louis. Yes, it's terrible there is white racism in this country. But the solution, of course, is not more and more hatred, violence. It seems there are websites out there urging African Americans to go out and kill white men, especially police officers. This is terrible. This is not the way to solve our problems. In fact, I saw on the news this morning that the police chief in El Paso, where there's been more riots and violence, maybe at least disturbances there, he's an African American, the police chief in El Paso, but he said, and I quote his words, "The group Black Lives Matter, as far as I'm concerned, is now a radical hate group. The consequences of what we saw in Dallas is due to their efforts." Again, that's not a white person speaking, that's an African American police chief. The answer to racism is not more violence and hatred. And dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to end on a really positive note here, showing what the spirit of the gospel can do. A wonderful example that we saw last year from an African American community in South Carolina. Many of you will remember that just a year ago, there was a horrible massacre in Charleston, South Carolina, in the historic Emmanuel Church. Episcopalian Church, I believe, very old, one of the oldest black churches, African American communities in the whole of the United States. What happened? A young white man full of racial hatred and white supremacists, he went along to a Bible study group being held in that church, and he sat there for a while, and then he drew out a gun and he started shooting the innocent people right in the middle of their church. I forget how many, it was at least a dozen or so people killed. Horrible massacre, horrible example of racism. But here's the good part of this. Did that African American community in Charleston, did they react by saying, "We're going to kill whites, we're going to pay back"? No, they didn't. They gave a beautiful example of what the gospel this morning is all about. We heard in the news after that massacre that that African-American community at that church in Charleston, they held prayer vigils, yes. They prayed for forgiveness for that racist attacker. They had many manifestations urging people not to pay back violence with more violence. They showed that what it really meant to listen to Jesus' words that we have in the Good Samaritan here. Yes, there are tensions between two communities, but Jesus says, forget those. God loves you all without difference as regard what your color of your skin is. And that African American community in Charleston gave a wonderful example last year of forgiveness and reconciliation and peacemaking after a horrible act of hate and violence. Let's pray this morning that that same spirit of reconciliation can be restored here in the United States, here in our own St. Louis, where we saw that shooting of a policeman the other day. Let's pray that Jesus' words, his example, he came to reconcile all things to God by his blood on the cross. Let that be our inspiration. Let that be our motivation. And let's ask God to show us little ways that each of us in our own lives can be instruments of God's love and reconciliation between racial communities, between any kind of ethnic communities or other groups in which there are tensions. Our Lord is teaching us the way to peace and reconciliation in His Word this morning. May we listen to His words and take them to heart, because as Deuteronomy says, deep down they're already in our hearts. We know the way to peace. We just have to ask for God's grace to help us put it into practice. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.